Chapter 2. The likeliest route to locating her quarry was online. That much was obvious. But the itch to go outside, wander the streets and trust her sixth sense, which twitched like a water diviner when something deserved attention, dragged her out of the hotel and into the melee. Curiosity in this complicated place, an ex-British colony, now administered by the Chinese, certainly played a part, as did the need to get away from her screen and stretch her legs. She tuned into her environment, taking comfort from the ubiquitous electronic billboards stating day, time, temperature, and today's humidity levels. Saturday, 30th of August, 9:23, 28 degrees Celsius, and 77%. It was almost like they knew she needed the reassurance. Yes, you're here, and yes, it's hot. 28 degrees felt like a sauna on these moist and bustling streets. If she was in Brazil, she'd be running along an empty beach, planning a breakfast of fresh acai with coffee, breathing clean sea air, soothed by a view of the ocean. You are forbidden to think about Brazil. Dreams are out of your control, but in your waking moments, stay focused. Olivia walked to the MTR station and at the last moment changed her mind. The thought of going underground into a metal tube with hordes of other sweaty people was a step too far. Taxis, if necessary, but all other forms of public transport frankly terrified her. Ridiculous as it was, she needed to be able to run away from trouble. Once again, she was drawn to the water and the sight of Hong Kong Island with its wheel, skyline, and distant peaks. The choice of ferries was bewildering, but the most obvious and direct route was the Star Ferry. Someone hoping to stay out of sight might opt for a legion of other destinations, from the smaller islands to mainland China and Macau. Tang Ngao, she acknowledged, could be anywhere else than central Hong Kong Island. If he'd crossed the border into China, she might as well give up. The thought depressed her, but her eternal optimist breathed into her ear. One of the most effective concealment strategies is hiding in plain sight. She had to stick to the plan. Find a betrayed man, beg forgiveness and seek help. Defend those you love. She bought her ticket and boarded the ferry, keeping to the deck, away from other people. The breeze lifted what was left of her hair, and she yanked her baseball cap down over her eyes, her gaze absorbed by the churning water. With her grey hoodie, sunglasses, canvas shorts and trainers, she looked like every other wide-eyed backpacker. The ferry docked at Pier 7, and Olivia followed the signs in the direction of Central Market, gawping up at the skyscrapers dominating the harbour. The crowds, the impossibly tall buildings, and sheer scale of the place buffeted her senses until she found a tram stop to sit and catch her breath. How could one feel any more significant than an ant in such a city? Despite her trepidation regarding exotic animals for sale, the market looked more like a clean, bright, and colourful mall, so Olivia tried her luck. Food stalls, tea houses, specialist patisseries, oil vendors and spice merchants lined the broad walkways, all well-lit and shiny. It could have been Borough Market in South London, but for the number of Southeast Asian outlets. At 11 o'clock, eateries were already preparing for the lunchtime crowd. Olivia's stomach had no idea what time of day it was, and simply squalled when it needed feeding. Right now, it was having a full-on tantrum. She ordered a banh mi from a Vietnamese stall. It was a chunk of French steak stuffed with pickles, chicken, coriander, chili, and some kind of fish paste. It ticked all the boxes and more besides. Her choice of cuisine was partly in homage to the man she sought, but mostly because it tasted fantastic. She ate at the bar, watching shoppers and eavesdropping on any conversation she could understand, most of which involved expats and revolved around international schools. She covered her mouth for an enormous yawn, and her radar twitched. She was being watched. It took under a minute to spot the guy in the fedora browsing the cookie bags and glancing in her direction. Her heart leapt into her mouth. Same height, same wiry shape, same fidgety movements. Olivia could not believe it.